Crayons to Perfume, where this week, the Apollas, led by Leola Giles, are our Girls of the Week. Each week, we post a picture and some videos of our weekly girl or girls of choice on the WFMU Ichabod Rock and Soul blog. So if you haven't checked it out, please head on over to wfmuichabod.blogspot.com while you're listening to this week's show and enjoy the beautiful Apollas. I'm Glynis Ward, DJ Girl Group Girl, and I want you to get a load of the Apollas' debut on video. You're absolutely right. I posted it to the blog. The Apollas are most famous as a group for the song Mr. Creator, but really, it's just not my personal fave. I like songs that have a lot of movement, songs you can really dance to, get going to. So I love Jive Cat, and that's what we're going to start with. I'll tell you a little bit more about these talented ladies after a few more songs.
Love me forever. tripping on love,
tripping on love,
and it feels so,
feels
good.
So good.
I can't help myself, and I wouldn't if I could.
I'm Under the Influence of Love from 1967 on Warner Records. And before that, we heard 7 Days, which was from 1968 on Warner Records. Sorry Mama was an earlier one from 65. That would have been on Loma Records. And Jive Cat from 1967, also on Warner Records. Jive Cat's a flip side to I'm Under the Influence of Love. Clearly, I prefer the Warner Brothers recordings over the Loma releases. I just think they're faster and a little bit more soulful. The Apollas first started recording as Leola and the Lovejoys, and that's actually how I found them, because one of my favorite records is He Ain't No Angel by Leola and the Lovejoys. They're a super special group to me, and I'm going to feature them as their own Girls of the Week on a separate show. But in 1965, Leola and the Lovejoys changed their name to the Apollas and were signed by Loma Records. That was a subsidiary of Warner Brothers. That's why they appear to be on two different record labels, but really it's the same record label. Their debut single is You're Absolutely Right. That is featured for the video on the blog for this week's show. So you can go check out that video. It's great. It's really rough and tumble. It's much more of a rock and soul song than just a pure soul song. They really had a rough time with their releases. Nothing really seemed to click for them until they released Mr. Creator in 1967. Although it seemed to click for them, it really didn't chart for them. It didn't make any headway, and the band ended up calling it quits by the end of 1968. Our next set is going to take us a little step away from the Apollas, a little less soulful, but just as dancey. These are all kind of goofy dance songs. They fit into the whole dance song phenomena that was the early 60s. We're going to start this off with the Sherrys and Dance.
non, c'est le olé-golé. Que vas-tu faire aujourd'hui? Oui, bien non, c'est le olé-golé. Que tu aies 4 ans ou bien 17 ans, 29, 43 ou 75 ans, bien non, c'est le olé-golé. Bien non, c'est le olé-golé.
Meine Damen, am besten tanzt es sich in Servas-Schuhen.
Love. of the station to notify the nation. Special message to the world, so listen every boy and girl. There's a new dance that's going around, spreading like fire from town to town. Call the zonk, do the zonk. Now the zonk is a dance completely new. It's better than the jerk and the monkey too. The twist and the burn are a thing of the past. The zonk is tuned, it's here to last. So why don't you help spread the news? Come on and put on your dancing shoes and do the zonk. Do the zonk.
So, Do the Zonk by Donna Lauren. Donna Lauren is one of my all-time favorite female vocalists. She was just so much fun, and I was really excited to find out that she sewed all her own costumes for the television appearances she was in the 60s. And I found that out because there is a commercial for Simplicity Patterns where she talks about her costume making. So I've set myself out to buy some Simplicity Patterns that look like the same dresses that Donna Lauren wore in the 60s so that I can have similar outfits. The Zonk was released on Capitol Records in 1965. Before the Zonk, we heard the Service Slop. That was by Nina Weston, but really that was a pseudonym of Ingrid Werner. Ingrid Werner was a German jazz singer, and she used an alter ego for her pop single releases. Sugar and the Spices did Do the Dog for us. Sugar and the Spices were a duo. They were Corky Casey, who was the wife of guitarist Al Casey, and Carol Roberts, who was the former wife of Duane Eddy. Apparently, on this song, it's Duane and Al backing the girls. So today, in the background that you can hear me talking on now, you're hearing Al Casey with Jivin' Around from 1962. We also heard from Sheila. That was from 1963. She was a French yeah yeah singer, and that was Viens danser la Halligalli. And Delita, who I haven't found that many cool rock songs by, she did a great one. That was the Yah Yah Twist, released the same year that Petulia Clark did her version in French, and the Sherry started it off for us. They got their original start by backing Bobby Rydell, but became a girl group in their own right when they started being able to record their own songs, which were mostly dance craze songs in 1962, although they were very young and they only lasted a few years. They were from Philadelphia. Our next group of songs is also very danceable. It's just a danceable day today. We're going to start it off with Chantel Kelly. She's going to do Interdit à moi de 18 ans, although I pronounce that very poorly. It translates to No One Under 18. This is from 1966.
Mon nom c'est toujours interdit aux moins de 18 ans. Nous ne sommes plus des enfants. Et le soir, au lieu de rester tranquillement devant la télé, dans ma chambre, je dois m'enfermer pour apprendre et pour étudier. Avec des copains un soir, je m'échappe de mon purgatoire. Au club où nous voulons danser, nous n'avons pas le droit d'entrer. C'est toujours interdit aux moins de 18 ans. C'est toujours interdit aux moins de 18 ans. C'est toujours interdit aux moins de 18 ans. Nous ne sommes plus des enfants. Monsieur Vadim, et souvent le soir je m'endors en rêvant d'une voiture de sport. Mais il viendra bientôt le temps d'oublier tous ces règlements, et j'attends cet anniversaire qui me donnera le feu vert. C'est toujours interdit au moins de 18 ans. C'est toujours interdit au moins de 18 ans. C'est toujours interdit au moins de 18 ans. Nous ne sommes plus des enfants. C'est toujours interdit au moins de 18 ans. C'est toujours interdit au moins de 18 ans. C'est toujours interdit au moins de 18 ans. Nous ne sommes plus des enfants.
Sugar candy,
sugar candy,
damit mach ich von heute. soyez indifférents. La mini-jupe, c'est la mode du temps. La mini-jupe, c'est la mode du temps. Faut la porter pour être dans le vent. Laissez parler, soyez indifférents. La mini-jupe, c'est la mode du temps. Toutes les filles de mon quartier en portent une et lèvent le nez. À tous ceux qui la regardent, à nous ça nous est bien égal. La mini-jupe fait la mode du temps. Pour la porter, pour être dans le vent. Laissez parler, soyez indifférents. La mini-jupe, c'est la mode du temps. La mini-jupe fait la mode du temps. Pour la porter, pour être dans le vent. Laissez parler, soyez indifférents. La mini-jupe, c'est la mode du temps. La mini-jupe, c'est la mode du temps.
On my
And those were The Fair Set, covering Mohair Sam, a group I know absolutely nothing about other than that they clearly were girls. And before that, we heard from Pat Simon. She was backed by The Lions on You Make It Move. The Lions were a German beat garage pop band. That was from 1966 on German Vogue. It was also released in France the very same year. And we heard from Dominique Michel before that with La Mini Jupe from 1967. She was from Quebec. She's a comedian and an actress and my favorite French-Canadian 60s girl singer. Then we heard from Annalie Weiss, who also records as Cindy Weiss. She was another German girl, and that was from 1965, called Sugar Candy. And we started it off with Chantal Kelly and Interdit au moins de 18 ans from 1966. We're going to head in a little bit more of a soul direction for our next set. And starting it off is Marie Franklin, and this is You Ain't Changed.
Yeah!
The Satin Belles were also the Three Belles. They were three sisters from Liverpool, and that was Come On, Come On from 1969. The Debs did Danger Ahead for us. That was from 1963. And the Debs recorded a handful of fine soul and garage songs for Mercury Records in the early to mid-60s. They were from Atlantic City. The Raveonettes sang Talk About Soul. They're an Atlanta band, my current hometown. That was for Surefine Records. They were students of Booker T. Washington High School, whose alumni feature a long line of Atlanta soul and R&B artists. Backed by St. John and the Cardinals, a local area show band, and the house band for Wendell Parker, Surefine Records. Thanks to Brian Poust at Georgia Soul for that one. And Marie Franklin started it off with You Haven't Changed. She was from the West Coast and recorded for Maverick Records, that one in 1968. And I found out about her from Sir Shambling's Deep Soul Heaven website. That's all for our show today. That's all for this week's show. But before we go, I'm going to leave you with one more song. This is from next week's Girl of the Week, Coventry Fairchild, who is one of the two lead singers, a brother and sister duo, of the Clefts of Lavender Hill, a band from Florida. Here they're covering Bang Bang.